Hey guys,
that's some crazy stuff, right? Some crazy effects. I want to throw in some dates before I start the podcast. If you are in LA, I'm going to be in some places around this month of coming year, the new year, 2014. So you can come and check out some amazing comedy. I'm going to be on January 2nd in Burbank, California, in Flappers Comedy Club. Is at 9:30 p.m. Tickets are just $10 at Flappers Juhu Room. I'm also going to be on January 4th in the Green Room. That's in Los Feliz, California. I'm going to be doing improv comedy. It's free, so go and check out some amazing stuff over there. And also January 8th, I'm going to be on Silver Lake, California, doing some stand-up comedy at Echoes Under Sunset. So go and check that out. So guys, let's start this podcast.
You are now listening to the Steve Des Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Des.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Des here. I'm back with a brand new Steve Des Island Podcast. The podcast that on the weeks, on the weekdays, the work days, you know, I bring you a guest or two, maybe, you know, whoever I could fit in the schedule, a busy schedule, and I'll bring them in and we talk to them about stuff. They're pretty famous people, you know, here in Hollywood. But now on Sundays, it's me. You get the one-on-one with the host, Steve Des, actor, comedian, writer. I do a lot of stuff. If you're not that familiar with me, let me talk to you a little bit about my year, since this is going to be the last podcast of 2013. I would like to talk about my year because everybody's year is really different, and it's great to talk. You know, it's great to have resolutions and to look back, especially during these like low times and the holidays that you have more downtime, to look back at your year and say what you did good, what you did wrong, what you should improve, what you should upgrade, and what you should do. And I'm a person that I love to do that, so now I'm going to talk about that stuff, okay? So let's talk. Let's talk first about my 2012. My 2012 was amazing. That was the year that supposedly the Mayans said that the world was going to end, but guess what? It didn't. So haha, suckers. Didn't happen, Mayans. Ha ha, shame on you. And shame on the people that believe that shit. But basically, I had an amazing, amazing 2012. I started, it was my year one, in Hollywood, working as a working actor and working comedian. I appeared in many TV shows, many music videos. I did tons and tons of things, and I ended the year with a bang. I went on this TV show for NBC, a show called Take It All on NBC, and I won the game show after, oh my god, after trials and tribulations. Like, a lot of stuff happened before that show for me to even get on it, and I actually got on it, and my only quest was only to not get eliminated on the first round, and I ended up winning, which is incredible, because that, you know, it was something that I wasn't even planning, or, you know, I didn't even thought that was an actual possibility for me, and it actually happened. So that year was amazing. So I said, oh my god, there's no way 2013 could suck at all. Like, 2013 is going to be amazing. It's just going to be the best year of my life. I'm going to make sure I make it the best year of my life. I thought that was the year. 2013 is going to be the year that I'm going to skyrocket. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm going to be just working and working and working. And 2013 started just like about, I'll say, 10 days in the year. I received the most disturbing phone call I ever received. They say a lot about this industry in particular here in Hollywood. The whole acting and, you know, the whole entertainment business, that one phone call can change your life. one phone call can truly change your life, but it doesn't matter from where it's from. It could be from back home. It could be from here. It could be from London. It could be from anywhere. Just a phone call could change your life entirely. And I received this phone call from back home. And the phone call I received was about a very, super, very close friend of mine, one of my bestest friends. His name is Julio Lopez, back in Puerto Rico, and he got murdered. He was working at a Boost Mobile, two guys later identify as, somebody that knew him and stuff. But at this time, you know, let's talk about the story. They jumped in the Boost Mobile. The Boost Mobile was a little store. It didn't have even cameras on it, so, you know, they didn't have that type of evidence. And they tied him up. They grabbed the fire extinguisher, and they hit him several times in the head, and that's how he died. Later, find out that one of the guys, there were two guys, but one of the guys, especially the guy that actually smashed him with a fire extinguisher, was somebody that was sort of his neighbor. He lives like a couple blocks down, and my friend and my friend's dad actually gave him a ride one time. Like, they were like, "Hey, you want a ride?" And they were like, "Yeah," and he gave him a ride and went away. Apparently, it was assumed that he's also like on drugs, so he was trying to steal money for drugs and things like that. So things, you know, so those things happen. But I just received that call that my friend got murdered, and it destroyed my life. I was like, wow. Like, I never, ever really lost someone close to me. This is like the first time. Like, I actually had family members that I have lost, but it wasn't really like a pain that I had or anything. I couldn't understand that because there were people, yeah, they were my family, but they're distant. I have a lot of family members, tons of family members, and there's tons of my family members that I don't even know, like, they even exist, because I don't have contact with them. We're all so scattered. It was my first, like, real loss, and it was crazy because it was, like, beginning of the year that I'm, like, just so excited about this brand new year that's about to start, and I all of a sudden just get that phone call, and it literally just rocked my entire world because I never felt that type of, of sadness and that type of... Just being afraid, alone, and with so many questions. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I should just fly back home. I was in a brink of a moment, because I'm coming out of this burst of energy and positivity from the ending of 2012. And, like, I don't know if I should move forward, if I should just stop and try to go home and try to answer my questions and come back, or what should I do in particular. And it wasn't the right moment for me to go back home. My mom reminded me tons of times, I'll go for you, I'll do all this stuff for you. I'll go to all the things that they're doing for him, because this guy, he was a very dear friend of mine, but he was the most positive guy in the entire world. He was so nice to everybody. Like, he was super, 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 super nice, and he was actually a super devoted Christian. And if you know me, you know, I don't affiliate myself in a particular religion per se, but basically he was absolutely the nicest person I've ever known. He was nice to everybody. I never seen him fight ever, except for volleyball games, because he was a hardcore volleyball player. But that's about it. He was amazing, you know? So I didn't know what to do. I was at that brink of the point. I'm like, and it took me, I thought it was going to take me, like, really quick, to get over it, just to, you know, move on. Okay, I got to do all this stuff. I got to not think about it. But I was, in the back of my head, I was just thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And it took me months and months and months to actually, like, sort of, I mean, I never really kind of recovered, but it took me a while to actually be in a good place. And I was like, just move forward. Things are going to get better. Everything's going to be better. Just keep going. Keep moving. You're here for a reason. Just, I was trying to, you know, hype myself up. And I thought absolutely nothing could happen. Like, nothing bad, nothing worse could happen in this year. This is the worst that's going to happen in this year. I got to move forward. Let's go and continue. Then what happens is, all of a sudden, bam, I'm talking to my mom on the phone. The day I have I'm doing this big acting showcase that managers are going to come and they're going to see me, and potentially I'm going to get signed with one of them if they like me, or at least build a relationship with one of them. Like, yeah, that would be awesome. And at that moment, bam, my mom calls me. And you remember that thing that I told you at the beginning? That there's like, you get a phone call that could change your life. And it doesn't matter from where it's from. It can be from London. It could be from California. It could be from Florida. It could be from Iraq. It could be from North Korea. That would change your life for real if you get a phone call from North Korea. Well, it depends. If it's a telemarketer, then depends. It all depends. No, but basically... But basically, what I was saying was that phone call that changed your life. And I received another phone call. And guess from where? From back home. Again, things were a little wrong back home. And what happened was, my mom was the one that called me this time. It wasn't a friend or anything. And she told me that she had cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer. And I completely broke down, because it is the worst news you can possibly tell me at the worst possible time, because at that exact same day, I was just a few hours away from having to do, like, the biggest performance of my life at that moment. And I'm like, I don't know what, I have to go home. I got to be with my mom. I don't know what to do. And then if I go back home, how am I going to get back? I was just trying to put everything together. Like, I was so speechless. I didn't know what to do. I was like, this year is nothing like I expected it to be. Like, I was just trying to be super happy, trying to make things right, and just, I was just getting bad karma and bad juju, like, bad things happening. And it was crazy. Like, I'm having all these big plans and all these things that I want to do, and it's just, at least in the personal lifestyle, everything was crumbling. My career was going pretty good, but everything personal was crumbling. It was really horrible. And I said, I need to get away. I need to get away from all this. I have to get away from all this. I need to focus on myself. I need to be a little selfish. All this time, I've been focusing on other people a lot. Like, I devote my life tons of times to many, many people. And it was time for me to, like, really explore myself, like, really figure out where the fuck am I, like, right now. And I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back home. I got to check on my family. I got to check on my mom. I gotta, you know, see the house I grew up in. I gotta, you know, do the whole thing, the whole mental thing. And, you know, like, if you guys have heard of Dave Chappelle, you know, that when he left the Chappelle show, he was, because supposedly he was going crazy or whatever, he went to Africa. So Puerto Rico was kind of like my Africa. Let me go back home and refocus myself, see where the hell am I at, and then come back. Because just things were falling apart, and I was going crazy. Like, I was really going crazy. And I went back home, which was absolutely the best thing I ever done. The bad thing I did, but in a way, you know, things happen. I like to think that things happen for a reason. So one thing that happened was that I stayed home way too long. I went home for like, I was going to go home originally for a month and a half. That's a lot, especially for me, for being like, I never take days off. I hate taking days off. When I take a lot of days off, I can never have like 3 days straight or 4 days straight that I'm doing nothing. I'm just vacationing. I never do that. I'm always working. I'm always performing. I'm always writing. I'm always doing something. It's the only way I can be sane. It's just because I have so much to do, and especially when I see other people succeed, it inspires me like crazy to succeed even more. And it's just a rhythm of I'm never satisfied. It's like it never stops. I'm always and always trying to make something happen in some type of way creatively, because I refuse to do anything else than this. This is all I wanted to do since I was a kid. This is all I wanted to do since I'm now. A lot of my views have changed throughout the years. When I was 5, I probably believed in a lot of things. When I was 15, I believed in a lot of things. And now in my 20s, I believe in a bunch of other things, you know? But one thing that has never changed is my passion and love for art and entertainment. And it just keeps growing and growing for more and more and more. And I finally figured out what is that I have to do. And everything is moving towards that gear. And it's just to become. And that's my number one resolution that I wrote for 2014. Since we are in that topic. My number one resolution is be the best Steve Dez I can fucking be. I'm going to be the best Steve Dez you ever seen in your entire life. I'm going to be doing way more podcasts. I'm going to be doing tons of sketches, writing. I'm going to be performing like almost nonstop, almost every night. I'm going to be working out like crazy. I'm just going to be improving and getting better and better and better and better and better. Because if you want to accomplish something, you always have to look things out of scope. You got to look things from afar and from a close. If you want to accomplish a big-ass goal, you got to put yourself those little goals first in order to get to that big main one. It's going to take you a while to get that big main one. Again, I'm here in Hollywood. I've been in many TV shows. I'm not bragging or anything, but I've been in commercials and I've been in many stuff, and I'm constantly creating and doing stuff. But I haven't gotten to this point, which for a lot of people seems like I'm doing a lot. For me, it seems like I'm still not doing anything. But to get to this point, I went through a lot of stuff. So if your goal, for example, if you're a listener and if your goal is to come here to Hollywood and show your talent, if you want to be in this industry in particular and entertainment business, you can get here. I'm telling you, if you really set your mind to something, you can really accomplish it. And it doesn't have to be this. You can be anything. You can be one of my bestest friends. He's an engineer for planes. I wish I had the brains to even do that. And I bet if I really set my mind to it, I can probably accomplish it. But right now, that's not what I want to do. Like, my things are more like in the creative side. His things more in that brains department, like building planes and doing a bunch of things. And I'm super great that he's been super successful at that. And he's super, 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 super grateful also that I am doing all this stuff. And he's super happy that I'm doing it. And all I'm saying, guys, is if you set something in your mind, you can totally accomplish it. Just set it, man. And not just set it, start acting on it. Like, start actually crossing stuff off your checklist. Start crossing stuff off your resolutions list. Don't leave it there and then say, oh, well, I failed after 2 days of trying to do it, but I failed. That's it. Why? Why are you doing that? Huh? Mr. Say, why I should doing that? I want to know. I want to know why are you doing that. I want to know. I really want to know. I have a fake mustache right here. I bought this fake mustache thinking that I was going to do a bunch of sketches with it. And I actually did this Mexican character. And talking about Mexicans real quick, I want to say this. It might work into a bit, if anything, but it's something that really happened to me, and I just want to talk about it. Well, one thing that happened to me, I went recently to have breakfast at McDonald's, and the McDonald's I went through here in downtown LA is right beside a Home Depot, and I went like a 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, something like that. I went to a McDonald's, and I kid you not. Like, I thought that was a whole myth. I thought that was, like, a whole comedian thing. Like, the whole, there's a bunch of Mexicans, like, riding from Home Depot, like, trying to get jobs. Like, that shit's for real. Like, it really shocked me. Because I thought that was just something that people would say for a joke, for the sake to get a laugh or whatever it is. But it's actually legit. Like, I saw a bunch of people, and when I was passing through with my car, there were a bunch of them, like, just staring, like, is this guy gonna hire me or something? I'm just trying to go to McDonald's real quick. So that shit shocked me, like, for real. And the other thing that shocked me, I went to the Glendale Galleria. I had an audition nearby, and then I decided to go to the Glendale Galleria. And I went and got some sushi at this nasty ass spot. The sushi wasn't that good, really. It was pretty fucking horrible. But it was okay. It was okay. I'm not gonna just trash it completely. It was okay. But it wasn't that impressive. I thought it was gonna be pretty good, at least kabuki style. Cause kabuki ain't the shit on sushi. It ain't. But kabuki's pretty good sushi. Like, whenever I am like, I want sushi, but I don't know from where, I just go, kabuki, let's go get it. And I go and get it from Kabuki because I know the quality of Kabuki is decent. It's not excellent, but it's decent. And I don't know, Japanese people and Asian people, they have all different tastes. Like, I have my friend Juzo, and he's Japanese. And I'm like, Juzo, where are the nice Japanese places to go eat? And he goes like, Harusaku. I'm like, oh, okay, where's that at? Beverly Hills. Harusaku, Beverly Hills. Okay, cool. And one nearby over here, Vermont, Haribachiyo in Vermont. Whoa, okay, Vermont? What? Okay, cool. And that happens. And then I never go to actual other places to go eat sushi, and I end up in Kabuki, or in this case that I'm talking about, the Glendale Galleria. I end up going to eat at this place called, fuck, I forgot the name. Oh, let me see. Do I got the bag still? This is McDonald's bag. What is Kimlon? No, that's the name of the soy sauce. I don't know. The name is, it was like Oseo Ball, something like that. If you go to Glendale Galleria, it's like there's a Panda Express. Next to it, there's a steak and cheese place. And then there's like the Oseo Ball place, whatever. That place, anyway, there's only, in that whole place, there's like, it's like 5 guys. There's like 5 people working. It's like 2 girls and 3 guys. And the 2 girls are Asian, right? They're clear. I'm getting pretty good at, like, knowing, like, who's Asian and who's not. I'm getting pretty good because I'm gaining, like, one, at least a couple friends from each Asian ethnicity. Like, I'm getting Filipinos and Koreans and different people like that, and I can notice, like, the differences. especially in their eyes. Like, you can tell, it's crazy. Like, at first I was being all racist, like, oh, they all look alike. But no, they actually have differences, like, if you actually look. And now it takes me, like, less to even know, like, who's from where. Wow, my throat is, like, sorry, I'm a horse. I need some water or something. I gotta keep doing this podcast, dude. Oh, my God. I feel like somebody's just punching my throat right now. Like, doom, 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 doom. And I gotta be careful because there's like a bad stomach virus, stomach flu or something around. And apparently it's not just in California, because even in Puerto Rico, I'm getting people, like, sending me pictures and shit going, like, I'm sick. I got the flu. I got the seasonal flu, whatever it is. I just don't want to get sick, dude. Fuck that shit. I'm about to be Howie Mandel. I'm about to not put all my hands in my pockets and shit and not touch any railings or not touch, like, anything at all. Not touch people. No, but I like hugging people. Sounds creepy, right? I like hugging people. Imagine if you're, like, in eHarmony.com, and that's the first quality or the first description that person puts. I love hugging people. That would be creepy as shit, dude. Oh, my God. I absolutely love hugging people. If you come a little closer, I can hug you. That's hilarious. That's funny. That's so funny, man. That's funny to me. I don't know how funny it is to you. To you that I'm talking, you know, right now. I'm trying to talk to you. I'm trying to talk to you and see where you're from. Because if you don't tell me where you're from, I won't tell you where I'm from. Well, you already know where I'm from. But you don't know where I am from, you know? Because you know where Steve Dez is from, but you don't know where I am from. Yeah, I know where you're from. I don't know where you're from. But you can tell me where you're from. And then I can tell you where I'm from. I just go on tangents like that, man. It just happens, man. It's just... I don't know, man. It just feels like... Feels like I just too close to love you. I feel like at some point... I mean, I have to do it pretty soon. Because I don't want to be like in my 40s or 50s and trying to sing. But I feel like at some point, like, it has to be at least in my early 30s or something like that. I got to go and get vocal lessons. That would be pretty cool, right? Because I don't want to be a professional singer at all. Because I don't want to be, you know, Whitney Houston, Celine Dion. But it would be pretty cool. Like, I was just watching the Eddie Murphy One Night Only, the tribute to Eddie Murphy. It was amazing. Oh, my God. I was so inspired by it. And Eddie Murphy, period, he's one of the greatest of all time, and he has inspired me since I'm a kid to now, you know, and forever and ever, he's amazing, he's great, and he absolutely deserves everything he has earned to accomplish, and he has opened so many doors to so many people, and I was watching that shit, and I even forgot the point that I was bringing that shit for. I was watching Eddie Murphy, and there are a bunch of people talking, and inspiring me, and fuck it. I don't know what I was going to say. Let's move to the next topic. Move to the next one. Going back to my year, man. 2013, I thought it was going to be something completely different. Completely different from what I thought. And, like, I thought it was going to be tons of victories, and... I'm going to have many losses because you always have losses during the year. It's just how you rebound from that. And but I just wanted to have less significant losses. Because, for example, if I go to an audition and I go and I try my best and I'll probably get a call back, which is like you go again and like basically re-audition. But this time it will be like in front of directors and producers and clients and people like that. Then you hopefully go and you get called in for that. That's why it's called call back, because they called you back. And you go in and you do the best you can, and then you don't get called. or you get called and they say, oh, you're in a bail, which means you probably first, second choice, whatever it is, and you have to wait, and then they release you, they say you don't get the job, and they were going to pay you, $1,000 for you to do that job. That would pay your rent for like 2 months and some food. Because here in California, everything's pretty expensive. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, sir. Everything in California is pretty expensive. But the amount of money you get, it's big too. But it all balances because everything's pretty expensive out here. But basically, I thought I was going to have a better year. And I didn't. And then looking at a retrospective, I actually did. I worked a bit less because last year I did a lot of work, but it was more like I did a ton of background. I did a ton of looking at the camera but not saying a word, you know, those type of jobs, you know. And then I ended up with the big boom doing the whole primetime show, millions of people watching it, winning a game show, you know, bawling out, being Michael Jordan. And my whole family and my friends and even one of my bestest friend Julio Lopez from Puerto Rico, you know, he saw it, you know, way before. Like, I even called him. I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm going to be on TV. It's going to be awesome. He's like, yeah, man, I can't wait for you to watch you on TV. Like, I'm so glad that you're accomplishing your dreams. And, man, 20 years old. Dude, 20 years old, man. And I lost my friend. Oh, it's insane. And, basically, I was just, I had that on my back. You know, I was constantly thinking of, like, man, my best friend died. My mom has cancer. What's next? Like, that's how I was approaching it. Because when my friend died, it took me a long time for me to even get back on my feet and be like, okay, let's do this. This is the worst that could happen. This is the worst that could happen. Then my mom got cancer. And I was like, what's next? I was just like, what's next? Honestly, I was already like, fuck it, dude. Fuck it. This is going to happen. This is going to happen all the time. It's going to happen. And you can't control it. It's just life. You can be doing the best you can be doing, but life always going to be happening. Life is always going to be happening. And at the end, what can you do? Are you going to kill yourself? No, that's ridiculous. That's completely stupid. Why would you end your life when you can honestly, this life, this is what makes life awesome, is that you can make anything in life. That whole, when you play video games and you play especially like Sims, that you really work hard and you have the big house and you get the dog that you wanted and you can have all those things in life. If you get up and you start doing stuff, you can have all those things. If you really want to become a nurse, if you really want to become an architect, if you really want to become an entertainer, why aren't you making the steps towards that? Like, you can actually have all those things if you wanted to. You can. I'm telling you, you can. You know why? Because I was in the same position, if not less than you. I was in a house with a single mother, with my sisters, and I was the son. I was the only kid there. I was basically the guy of the family, the man of the household, and I had to grow up quick because I had to understand why the fuck everything that I'm having is being taken away from me. Like, why? Why when I have the family, I have the dad, I have the mom, and I have the sisters, and I have that life, chaos is happening. My dad was, you know, abusing me and abusing my family, and then, you know, he got away and he didn't care for us at all. And then my mom had to have all that pressure of like being the mom and the dad for us. And she had to work twice as hard because she had to do all that stuff. Then my mom wanted to take us out of public school because tons of bad things were happening in my neighborhood. Tons of shootouts, tons of people getting murdered, tons of bad things were happening. And we lived at one of the baddest projects, especially when I was growing up, because that was the time that there was like tons of shooting sprees and really bad stuff happening. And my mom wanted to take us out of this environment. And what she did was work triple, if not quadruple, as hard to put us in private school, me and my one of my sisters, because the rest were all, by this time, they were grown up, and they left the house, and they were already in the United States living their life. And my mom did all these things, man. All these things. And just by me watching that, I just watched that my mom put all that work into that, and she has made it happen. She doesn't get recognized like Eddie Murphy and all these people, that they're great, and I'm happy that they get recognized for all these things. But each day, man, there's tons of heroes in this world that don't get recognized for shit, for nothing. And they should have all the recognition in the world. And I know all of you guys could be those heroes too. All of you guys could do anything you can possibly do. And I don't care if one person is listening to me, or 10,000 people are listening to me, or 400 million. I don't care. I just want to say that you guys, if you really think about something and you really want to accomplish it, you can totally do it. That's why my 2013 might have sucked. My 2013, I probably had a lot going on. I'm not saying I'm the person that had the crappiest year, because I'm pretty sure there's always going to be somebody that's going to have it worse than you, and there's somebody that's always going to have it better than you. It's just a circle of life. It's just what happens. That's why you should only focus on yourself and stop worrying about other people. Just focus on you, man. Focus on you and help others. Like, not just like ignore people like that, but help them. You know, pay it forward. If you've seen that movie, great movie. I definitely recommend it. Kevin Spacey's awesome. I was going to say Kevin Bacon for a second. I'm like, he's not in that movie, but I want some bacon right now. That's what I was thinking, some bacon. I need some water, dude. I'm still thinking about water. My thing is salivating. Okay, let me do this. Let me put some... yeah, let's do it. Yeah, man. Okay, I'll do it Joey Diaz style. I'm going to put some music for you guys. And I'll come back. Let me see what I want to hear. I want to hear something cool if I'm going to hear something cool. What time is it, you guys? I don't know what time you guys are going to hear it, you know? Because if you're here in the morning and I like to put some music, that would be pretty cool for it. But then if you're here at night, I'll put some other music. But I'll put, you know, I'm going to put the song. This is the song, exactly the song. This is a cover song. The original is from Pink Floyd. But this song is a cover from Kendra Morris. And this is the song that I always listen to right before I'm going to start writing. I don't know if it gets me in the zone. I love it. It's actually on my playlist called The Zone. And that's the playlist I used. So, shine on, crazy. We'll be right back. Remember when we were young? Shone like the sun. Shine all you crazy diamonds. Now there's a look in your eyes like black holes in the sky. That's Shine On You Crazy Diamond by Kendra Morris. I listen to that song all the time, man. It's hilarious how I even found that song. I was actually watching one of my favorite TV programs. I don't care how many people judge me about this, but I still watch wrestling. Yes, the fake one. WWE. Yeah, it's entertaining. It's WWE. It's not the World Wrestling Federation like before because they got sued. It's World Wrestling Entertainment. It's entertainment, people, okay? It's like the soap opera for guys. That's all it is. And if you don't like it, if you grew out of it, if you say, oh, that's so childish that I used to watch that back in 95, not now. You know what? I don't care. I don't care about your mama. I don't care about your friend. I don't care about you. I want to know about my wrestling. And I love my wrestling, okay? So if you don't like my wrestling, then get the fuck out. Get the fuck out and don't judge my motherfucking wrestling. It's my wrestling. It's not your wrestling. It's my wrestling. It's my wrestling. It's my wrestling. It's not your wrestling. Well, you're wrestling, I'm not wrestling. I don't know what the hell's happening right now. I got some water. I got some more. this portion of the podcast is sponsored by water. Water. It's the best. I want to replug some dates just in case y'all are in LA. I know a ton of my listeners are from all over the world. I wish I had the type of money to go and travel to all types and parts of the world. I know someday I'm going to go come and visit you and take pictures with you and hang out, man. Have a good time and fucking drink, smoke some reefer, do some shit, you know? Just create chaos and havoc and be funny motherfuckers together. That's all I want to do. I want to turn this world into a happy world with y'all together, okay? So if you're in L.A. and the California area, on January 2nd, I'm going to be in Burbank, California in Flappers. Flappers Yoohoo Room. Tickets are just $10. It's a 9:30 p.m. show. I'm going to be there with some hilarious comedians. Actually, one of the comedians is one of my dearest friends, Katie Bogart, and I've done a lot of improv with her, but I never seen her do stand-up, so I'm really excited to see her do some stand-up. I'm definitely going to be checking her out, and you guys should come and check me out and check her out and check the other comedians out. I'm going to be on January 4th in Los Feliz, California. I'm going to be doing an improv show in the Green Room. That's in 1727 North Vermont Avenue, number 208, Los Angeles, California, 90027. It's a free show. It's at 11 p.m. So come and see Eldon Farlow. That's my improv, one of my improv groups. Now I'm in multiple improv groups. But that's my first love, the one I'm married to. My first team, we're performing there on January 4th at 11 p.m. I'm also performing, this is stand-up comedy, I'm performing January 8th in Silver Lake, California. And Echoes Under Sunset on the show Fernando's Breeze at Echoes Under Sunset. It's a great show. I haven't been there. It's going to be my first time there. Apparently, they have a lot of improv. They have stand-up in between. They also have musical guests. I believe, it's free admission. So they have stupid cheap beer, free snacks for people. That's all they say. And it's hosted by two girls, Juan Covaz. Great friends of mine. They're awesome. You should come and check it out. And some later dates, then I'll just throw it in later podcasts. I'm not going to throw all the dates like right there, right in front of your face. But you know what? Let me throw all the dates. You know what? Because that's how I roll. At least the ones I got listed over here. I got tons of things that I'm doing. January 17th, I'm going to be in West Hollywood, California. I'm going to be doing improv comedy in the Neon Venus Theater, 7 p.m. Check out Eldon Farlow. For more information, go to neonvenustheater.com/monthly-show-schedule, blah, blah, blah. In January 23, I'm going to be at 8 p.m. in the Iota Cafe in Koreatown, California. My very, 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 very best buddy from the show, from NBC. We're going to be performing together. PK, he's a regular at the Laugh Factory. I did his podcast. He's going to do mine. I promise. He's coming. He's doing it. And on February 2nd, I'm back in Flappers, people, Burbank, California. Flappers, $10 ticket, 7 p.m., February 2nd. Yeah, I told you, blah. February 9th, last but not least. I have tons of more shows because I'm basically performing almost every single night. But these are the ones that I have on my list right now that are booked for show, and they're coming. February 9th, I'm going to be in Pasadena, California, doing stand-up comedy in the David McNary's All-Star Variety Show. It's 18 and over, so people come. Check it out. It says the tickets are $7.50. It's at 7:30 p.m. on stage 2 at the Ice House in Pasadena. So come check it out. Ow. Man, I need water again. I'm like super dehydrated. I think every time I'm gonna drink water, this is gonna happen. That's it. That means I'm going to drink water. So every time you hear that, means I need a water break. I'll be like just talking to you guys. Be like, yo, yeah. So guys, check me out. Come to the shows. Remember, I'm performing these dates. Oh, my God. Yeah, and I'm performing those dates. Yeah, I think I'm doing that for sure. That's awesome. That just came out of nowhere. That just happened. Yeah, I see. Magic just happens when you least expect it. It just happens, man. Just happens. So yeah, 2013, dude. 2013. It's been a year. It's been a year for sure. It's been a year. You know, I always try to take out the positive out of all the negative that always happens in the world and everything. This year, you know, it's been a growing year. I think, in other people's minds and heads and everything, like, it might seem like a huge accomplishment, and it is. It's just the type of success that I always strive for better. I don't like to settle for the same things. And this year, I had many and their opportunities and privileges to be on TV many times. I was on MTV on this show called The Hookup this year, which was great. I'm going to be now on the Arsenio Hall show. We taped it already, but I'm going to be on it now in the beginning of the year. I did many things for Mundos. Tons of things for sci-fi. I did a thing for Nickelodeon. I did many things, and I'm really blessed with everything. But for me, that is not near anywhere that I was thinking of being this year. So for me, I feel in a way that I failed in that sense. But again, showbiz is a business that you can't really control what you do or how far you move forward. You just have to keep making your moves because you never know, and just be ready for that moment when that phone calls. For example, I had one of the biggest opportunities of my life this year, so I cannot say this year was entirely bad. I had one of the biggest opportunity this year's. And that big opportunity was that I got to audition for a pilot for MTV. They're releasing this new series. I'm not going to mention the name or anything. But they're releasing this series written by, if you guys have seen the show Goosebumps, by that author, R.L. Stein. And I auditioned to be a regular in that series, which was a huge opportunity because up to this point, I never have had that big of an opportunity. Yes, I've auditioned to be in primetime TV on a game show as myself, but I never actually auditioned for a big show to be a series regular, being a character, not myself. And I just got too heady about it. I just started thinking about all the opportunities and the things that will come if I really nail this. And I started putting my head into imaginary things instead of focusing on the real work. And I blew the opportunity. I completely blew it off. I felt, you know, confident before. When I did it, I didn't feel as confident as I was supposed to be or at the level that I was supposed to perform. Because I know what I can deliver. I seen my best, and I'm yet to see like my truly, truly best. I'm just improving and improving as time goes by, but it seems like that specific time, I completely blew it. And it's all a part of this business. It's all a part of this. You gotta fail and fail big, fail many times to actually get back up and you know, get even stronger and better. It sometimes takes you to fail that big, you know, blow off a big opportunity to actually realize the things that you got to work on. And so it's great that I had that opportunity this year, even though I didn't actually get it, but I actually learned so much about myself, not only in my acting techniques and things I got to work in that aspect, but more about my own self, things that I was really unhappy about and things I had to fix in my personal life that I just felt bad. I felt like I did things on with the left foot instead of the right. And I just needed to fix. And thankfully, I've overcome those fears. I overcome all those thoughts and all those things that were sealing me in. And it was mainly because I was just thinking about what a horrible year it already is, that I was just focusing so much on the negative. And but I feel in a way that if I wouldn't have gone through all that stuff, I never would have been in the position that I am today. I absolutely love and enjoy the position I'm today. I'm in the position today that I can basically do anything I possibly want. I can make it happen. I know people to make it happen. I can do it all myself because I got the tools to make it happen. And I put myself in this position. It wasn't nobody else. It was through hard work and through also people and friends that have helped me and family members that have helped me get to this point. And that's the reason I do this. That's the reason I keep going. And that's the reason I will never ever stop. Because I feel in a way that... I think I'm dehydrated. I think so, because I've been taking like 7 water breaks already. I'm getting really dry mouth. I'm pretty dehydrated. My friend Shoni, he said that he threw up the other day because he was dehydrated. I didn't know that was even possible. I haven't Googled it, so I don't know if it's true or not. But he said he was so dehydrated that he threw up. And he shocked me. Man, I'm smacking my lips really hard. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like, nah, nah, nah. I'm like smacking the hell out of it. I don't know where that came from. Like, I never smacked my lips before. It's recently that I started, like, really smacking the shit out of my lips. I don't know why. Like... ridiculous. Like I usually pick stuff from people. Like I notice that from time to time. If I hang out with a certain somebody, I pick up little things about that person. It happens to everybody, really. If you hang out with somebody like a lot, like that person is your friend, then you pick up stuff from time to time. I realize something about myself too. I have a lot of best friends and I trade them off. A lot. Not trade them on necessarily, but like I hang out with a particular person for a long time, but then all of a sudden I'm hanging out with some other person for a long time. And then that other person is still there, but I'm not hanging as often with that person. I'm just trading that whole time off with this other new person. It's kind of weird. It's really weird, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that do that too. But it's just because I want to meet so many people. I just want to have multiple types of friends. And I feel like that's the way that has worked for me. And that's another reason why I even made this podcast. Is because all of my friends, not all of them, because back home, you know, I have the less acting, entertainment type. But out here in LA, basically everybody, like you even stop at a restaurant and you say, who are actors here? And probably everybody raises their hand, like the cooks, the preps, the bartenders, the bussers, the servers, even the managers will be like, I'm an actor. Like everybody out here is in the entertainment industry or wants to be in the entertainment industry somehow or were in the entertainment industry but got kicked out or whatever it was. They don't have money for it, so they have to work. So you meet a lot of those people. And so tons of my friends from here are somehow connected in the entertainment industry. And tons of them have done incredible work and are doing incredible work still for many different companies, commercials, TV, movies, you name it, they're doing it. And that's why I did this podcast too, because I wanted to get to know them even more up close and personal, but I want you guys to get to know them because these are the people that you're going to be seeing or are seeing already in magazines, covers, and commercials, and TV, and they're going to be all over the media. So might as well you already get to know them up close and personal, see who they really are, because the media often paints a picture that is not true. They try to glorify certain people in a certain manner or way, or people themselves draw conclusions of a picture of or something simple about a person because the media is driving it a certain way, but you don't really get that one-on-one touch with the people in particular. And with a podcast like this, I can talk with people, you know, regular conversation, and you guys, bam, get to know them like that, just like butter, just like motherfucking butter. I think I'm going to be ending the podcast just because I have tons of work to do, my friend. Tons and tons of work to do, my friend. But before I end the podcast, I want to talk about my resolutions. I wrote my resolutions. Something that I feel you should do. I feel like you should always write your goals down. It's the only way you're really going to accomplish them. Because when you just put it in your head like, oh yeah, I have to do this. Oh yeah, I have to do that. Your head is racing at a speed of light and you might not even remember what your goal was. But if you write it down, it could be a simple goal like some people need a reminder for them to brush their teeth. Which I don't get why you should get a reminder to brush your teeth. You should be able to brush your teeth. You're a grown ass person. You should be able to brush your teeth without people telling you to brush your teeth. That's fucking gross and disgusting, okay? But if you're a person that needs to get their teeth brushed, then you fucking write it on a piece of paper and you put it on a wall and you say, brush your teeth, dirty motherfucker. And you go and you actually brush your teeth because you wrote it down and you have that constant reminder in your face, right in your face. You have that constant reminder. So on that note, I want to say brush your teeth and write your goals down. And I'm going to reveal my... my resolutions. Hold up. I don't want this to get weird. Hold up. I'm walking. So I gotta go to the place where my resolutions are written down. Okay. Where is my... Here we go. It's a whole mystery. It's a whole mystery. Okay. So I'm gonna read it David Letterman style. He always reads top 10 lists from the 10 down to 1. So, I mean, I already told you the number 1, but fuck it. Number 10, never worry about a thing. Be happy and ready. Important words, because never worry about a thing. I'm a person, I get stressed a lot, really, really stressed about any simple thing. And you should never have that worry in your head, at least not let it consume you. And that happens to me a lot. And I should never worry about a thing, because everything's going to be fine. Believe me, if you're in the right track, nothing is going to happen to you. Nothing. If you're in the right track, things are going to work out the way they work out for the best. But you have to be in the right track. If you're not in the right track, then you're fucking up. Be happy and ready. Be happy, because we're supposed to be happy. We're human beings. We go through things. But at the end, we're all one the same thing, and that's to be happy. And be ready, because when the moment presents itself, you got to be ready. Whether it is you're going to have a baby, whether it is you're going to get married, whether it is a big promotion in your career, whatever it is, you have to be ready. So that's why I put it there. Alrighty. Number 9, give out presents on Christmas. I put that goal there because this year I couldn't do it. I got too busy with work, and I actually cannot do the same thing that I did last. Because last year I was balling out, you know. But this year I couldn't. I did give out presents, but they were small presents. They weren't as big as I wanted them to be. I like giving big presents to kids. I mean, it doesn't matter. As long as you've given out something, it's cool. It doesn't matter how big or small the gesture is. It just matters the action. So, but I want to do it in a big scale. I love giving out. I love making other people happy. That's why I chose to do my career. That's why I'm doing stand-up, okay? And comedy. Number 8, be promoted at my job. Yeah, I do video editing on the side, so I want to be promoted on that because it helps out, you know? It helps me make more money. My money, you know, to support my career. Support my career. Number 7, get 2 agents, theatrically and hosting. Yeah, I'm looking for that. So if you know somebody, give me a call. Number 6, do VPS every day, because I'm working, you know, I want to not ultimately zero my accent, but I want it to have it down to a 0.0. I now have it down to like a 1.6, so I just got to work a bit harder to get it to a 0. Then number 5, write every single day, which so far, so good, but it's still not even 2014, at least not when I'm doing this podcast right now. Number 4. Podcast, do it twice per week. Yeah man, I want to crank it twice a week, so every Sunday you'll be getting this podcast, you know, 101 with the Steve Dez, so you know how crazy and stupid I really am in real life. This is me, completely me. And then you get one with the guest, and I get somebody that's doing crazy stuff in Hollywood, taking over somewhere somehow. Whether it's art, dancing, acting, comedy, writing, whatever it is, I bring them here. You get to know them. I get to know them even more. So, then number 3, go to the gym 3 times a week. So far, I'm doing pretty good. I failed this week. I was supposed to go 1 time more this week. I just went 2 times. But, again, it's not 2014 yet. So, it's okay to fuck up sometimes. So don't judge me. I don't know why I whisper like that, but I do it. Number 2, perform every single night. Yes, people, I'm going hard. That means less naps, more work. So I'm going to be performing tons, specifically stand-up comedy every night. So be on the lookout for my special on Comedy Central, Netflix, HBO, wherever they're going to fucking put it somewhere, someday. It's going to be out, because I'm going to work. You know what? The story I told you about my mom, that she worked like 4 times as hard? That's how I'm working. I'm a mule. I'm a horse. I'm doing it. And number one, be the best Steve Dez I can fucking be. Exactly how I wrote it. I'm going to be the best I can at everything. At life, my relationship with God, my relationship with my girlfriend, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my friends, my relationship with you guys, my relationship with the crowd that I'm performing, my relationship with my own self. I'm going to become the best Steve Dez I can possibly become in 2014. Cannot come any sooner. I'm only like 2 days away from 2014, and I'm already feeling the effects of being the best I can be, because I'm doing it every single day, and I'm not waiting to 2014 to do that shit. I'm doing it right now. So thank you guys for listening to this amazing podcast. Thank you so much for being there for me forever and ever. And I will see you this week with a brand new podcast and next Sunday on 2014. So happy new year to you and your family. Be safe, everybody. Please don't get killed over the weekend or anything. I got invited to one party so far. I might go. I might not go. I don't know. I'm just afraid of the public sometimes, especially on that. I'm not trying to get killed right now. So, but anyway, be safe, everybody. Be cool. And I'll see you next time on a brand new Steve Dez Island podcast.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Steve Dez Show. See you next time.